Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 452 for Friday, June 26th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Friday as profit-taking came forward to weigh on prices after the recent rally. Canola was down $2 to $7, the November contract down $2.50 at $523.10 per ton. While the underlying fundamentals remain bullish, canola was due for a correction from a chart standpoint as speculators squared positions and booked profits ahead of the week and month end. The rally over the past 2 weeks also likely encouraged some farmer selling, although most producers remain on the sidelines for the time being, given the uncertainties over new crop production. Those uncertainties remain a major supportive factor, with forecasts calling for hot and dry weather to continue across the prairies. Gains in Chicago soybeans were also somewhat supportive. Stats Can releases updated acreage estimates next week Tuesday, and that accounted for some pre-report positioning as well. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher, as more rain across the U.S. farm belt triggered another round of speculative short covering. Positioning ahead of next week's USDA acreage report, also out on Tuesday, was another feature in the three commodities. Some of the biggest gains today came in wheat, which was up 16 to 29 cents. The September contract in Chicago up 28 cents at 5.66 per bushel. The heavy rainfall is especially bullish for wheat at this time, as harvest progress for the winter wheat crop is being delayed and disease worries are mounting. Problems in other wheat-growing regions of the world, including the dryness in Canada, also helped underpin the futures. Soybeans were steady to up 9 cents, the November contract up 6 at 9.84 per bushel. Forecasts calling for more rain in the Midwest were behind that strength in beans, as some intended acres will likely end up unseeded, while those fields already planted will see yield reductions. Corn futures were 3 to 9 cents higher, the September contract up 9 at 3.92 per bushel. That wet Midwestern weather was also supportive for corn, with declining crop ratings cutting into the yield prospects. Spillover from the rally in wheat contributed to the gains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, June 26th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.